This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Today's topic is understanding the venture capital business model. One of the things I find fascinating about venture capital, and I've learned it over the years from investing alongside great venture capital funds and listening to great venture capital founders, is the concept of building a business with venture capital. And the concept is almost always, we're building a company to a certain scale. Once we get to that scale, we've built that need, we've solved that problem, built those revenues. It's not until we've started to hit that ceiling on revenue growth that we're going to start thinking about profitability. And those that are traditionalists, traditional business people, private equity investors, general investors like me who grew up poor, never really understood this business model and concept. I was in a conversation one time where somebody said to me, look, isn't this VC's fund, this sponsored company, so dumb? They grew so much. They got to $200 million in revenues, and now they're not growing anymore. Now they're going to cut a lot of people. And really, the fascinating thing to me was like, no, they're not necessarily dumb. They may be dumb, but the real model was, let's get as fast and as big as we can, as fast as we can, and then figure out where growth falls out. Then we got to find our way to profitability. And that was sort of the business model. It was really fascinating because I didn't think they were dumb. I sort of better understood their playbook and their model. Another VC founder said to me one time, you know, we're losing $200,000 a month. The way that I've always run my household, my businesses, and so forth, I think this is just insane. And my VC fund really wants me to lose $2 million a month because they really want me growing at a whole different scale at a whole different speed. And I thought that was fascinating too. And not right nor wrong, but generally the VC companies, the VC funds, kind of know what the playbook is and what they're trying to do. So they're trying to grow a franchise, grow revenues to scale, and then prime profits. I thought that was fascinating. And so many of these concepts have hit me over the years as a different way of thinking about business than people like me who are very much traditionalists think about businesses, profits and losses from day one. Oh my God, oh my goodness, if we're not making profits and losses pretty quickly, we're messing up, we're not doing the right thing, and stuff like that. Because there's between a VC-funded business trying for a certain scale versus a private equity-funded business or a personal-funded business where you're really looking for a cash flow business, two very different things. And so many of those conversations, and it's really, you know, I was talking to the partner at a great venture capital fund the other day, and the discussion was really along the lines of, look, if you're investing with us in this, you better think of this as a 10-year game plan, not a 5-year game plan, not an 8-year game plan, not a 3-year game plan, but really look at this as an 8 to 12-year game plan. And you probably got to be willing, if you're going to put money in, to invest behind it and invest behind it to maintain your ownership stake and so forth. And I found that fascinating too. You know, I'm almost 60, so the idea of a 10-year time frame seems a little scary to me. But my goodness, what a great thing for my children if they could learn to do this kind of stuff in their 20s and understand these long timelines and these other things. What a fascinating, fascinating thing. In any event, thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Understanding the venture capital model, I find it so fascinating. Such an eye-opening experience for me over the last several years. If you listen to this all the way through and you enjoy it, please feel free to text me at 773-766-5322. And love to send you a $100 Amazon gift certificate, particularly if you're the first person that texts me and listens to this. Thank you very much for listening.